The Holy Gospel this day, a reading from the book of St. John in the 20th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
And when it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. And then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with him when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." And then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." And Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." And Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. I have a company tie that I wear. This one is the company tie. Now you'll notice what the company tie says on it. And immediately I get two reactions to this. The first one is this. "Oh yeah, you're that church guy. Not anything about our relationship, just I'm that church guy." The other one is, "Wow, were you gifted that or did you actually get that from the movie?" Because you see, this is exactly the line that's repeated over and over and over again in the Blues Brothers. Now, some of you may not know that movie. If you don't, I recommend you take a look at it. It's got some awesome, well, now wait a minute, I'm dating myself. Yes, thank you. Some of the younger crew up here, they're going, "Hey, that music's not that awesome." And I'm going, "Oh, yes, it is. Depends on when you grew up." But it has some great music and some great singers in it. Indeed, it does. But the whole point is, we're all on that same mission, and so are the two guys in the movie. And you're going, "No, they're not." And they're not because we don't think of them that way, because they're two grifting con men who are out to raise money for their old parochial Catholic school sent by a crusty old nun. And what they're doing is they're trying to scam everybody in sight. That doesn't sound like much of a mission from God. And yet it points exactly to what Jesus is doing this morning. He's going, "Guys, move it. I don't want you sitting here. I don't want you hiding out. I don't want you in the back. I don't want you behind locked doors. Now, I'm not even going to begin to go this morning into the fact that these people are hiding from their people. Oh, there's a whole couple, three layers built behind that one where the Jews are hiding from the Jews because all the disciples are Jewish. As importantly, notice that Jesus doesn't want anybody left out. So he says, fine, Thomas is around, we'll do it again. That's not the first time that's happened. All you have to do is look at Exodus and Deuteronomy, and you have do-overs happening. That's because Moses gets a little excited. He breaks the first set of tablets, and now we have to have the tablets 2.0. That's just one example. The point of the matter is, they're to get out there and to get going. They're to bear witness. They're to do things. And I had a person come to me one day and she said to me, Pastor, I can't do it. I said, what? She says, I'm no good. I'm not much good in crowds and I'm certainly no public speaker. And then she said, not like you. And I go, yeah, well, that doesn't mean you can't help. She says, how? I said, do it. Don't use any words. Just go do it. Help, assist, love, care. This is the work of discipleship. This is the work of spreading the gospel because we care and love for one another that much. The whole book of Acts is filled with this. Healing and restoration and caring. It's all out there. This is where we begin now and this is where we grow into. And sometimes it's getting out of the road. I watched this happen yesterday morning on public transit. There's this guy standing there waiting for a bus. There's three or four other folks gathered around, me included, except I'm back in the terminal because I have no idea about how this works. I don't take the bus that much. But what happened was the bus pulled up and immediately everybody looked at this older person, and you know they were older because, hey, it's completely snow on the top, and they stepped back. Now I'm watching the gospel in action. They haven't said anything. They step back and they allow this poor woman to shuffle forward and climb onto the bus, which was down low. And she made it quite nicely. And she turned as she hit the doorway and said, thank you. This is the gospel in action. Then I watched it happen again because I watched something I've never seen. Especially in big cities. I've never seen this. The driver said to her, good morning. I hope you have a good drive. I was amazed. The bus drivers never talk to you. They sit there going, or her, gonna get this done. This, dear friends, is just one small example of the gospel in action. And her bit in it was to just be kind and be gracious and say, oh, thank you for all of that. That's where we find the gospel. Now, I can guarantee you that this day and this week, you're going to get a chance to do this kind of discipleship. More than one, probably. And all Jesus asks is this, that we step up. Keep your eyes open. You never know where it's going to happen. Amen.